All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, Awakening Second Hour coming up here, folks. I want to finish up this article. I guess I'm getting shouts here. I got phone calls coming in already. I haven't opened up the phone lines. I'm going to open up the phone lines probably in about 10 minutes, folks. So bear with me here on this. I want to finish this article. I got another quick excerpt. I don't want to read the whole article, but I'm getting emails in here. excuse me. Let me finish this. If I can figure out where I left off. Okay, here in America, to paraphrase George W. Bush, the propaganda must be repeated over and over and over again, whether in news reports or happy pictures conveying resolute, confident leaders. Take a look at Obama. Doesn't that photo convey certain messianic powers? Obama Messiah, I call it. Or how about Mitt Romney casting his shadow on the American flag? Certain he'll do what's best for America, right? Or how about John McCain? The photo says to the viewer, I am strong, forceful, yet committed to the war on terror, no matter how many centuries it takes and trillions it costs to your kids. Now, as you'll notice, all the pre-approved candidates are shot in flattering poses, usually from below. By the way, they used to do that when I was a model back with Ford Robert Black, folks. They had different poses. I mean, you had different poses, and if they wanted to make you look bigger, they would shoot you from down, from lower than your head. So I'm very familiar with the posing. At any rate, let's see. The war on terror, no matter how many centuries it takes, and no matter how many trillions it costs your kids, as you'll notice, all the pre-approved candidates are shot in flattering poses, usually from below, usually surrounded by adoring masses. Each candidate, exuding folksy charm in the photos, assures us that they are just like us. Well, I'm preaching the choir when I tell you, they're not just like us. We know that. For the sake of the new listeners, they're nowhere near like us. And I'm going to get into that in just a couple minutes here. And if a man or woman or an idea can be effaced by catapulting the propaganda forward over and over again, the idea can be effectively controlled, if not erased altogether, like the effective effacement of Ron Paul from the LA Times website. Nope, not a single photograph did I see from New Hampshire, nor mention of him. Guess Ron Paul doesn't exist. So you see that big corporations already have their winners. With corporate-controlled black boxes in place and the mainstream media, corporate media, by the way, controlling the messages and the messengers, controlling the status quo, however precarious, can be maintained. Nothing to see here but smiling faces, so move along. A famous man once said, through clever and constant application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell, and also the other way around, to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise. That quote, by master propagandist and warmonger, says it all. Adolf Hitler always tried to spin paradise out of hell, and his country was collapsing around him, pretty much the way our own corporate propagandists and their happy hand-selected warmongers do today. Isn't that interesting? Yes, they want to put the picture, they want to paint that happy face for us, folks, that they're just like us. No, you know what? There's only one candidate on both sides of the aisle that's just like us. The rest of these people aren't just like us because... Well, I'm going to get into that right after the break. I think I got a break coming up here. Guess I don't have a break. Okay. And that is the defense budget. Now, there's an article out of Bloomberg by Edmund Lococo and Tony Capasio talking about the defense budget. And the last defense budget the Bush administration will present to Congress showers more money on Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman than any other previous seven. And I wanted to mention that because as I read this, Lockheed Martin, I remember seeing Dick Cheney's wife was on the board of directors of Lockheed Martin, and I know they're heavily invested in stock, at least last time I looked. We'll be back. That's music. We'll be back in three. I'll talk a little bit more about this. Open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be right back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I wanted to get into a little bit. You know, folks, we've got these eight smiling faces up here, and these are the ones that the media is paying the closest attention to. I want to get into just – I'm not going to read this whole Bloomberg article, but I want to touch base on the defense budget for fiscal 2000 – what is it, fiscal 2009 coming up? The spending plan may help Lockheed add 12% and Northrop 15% this year and New York trading after each rose more than 14% in 2007. It will include $2.7 billion through 2013 to increase by almost 90% purchases of Lockheed's C-130J transports, which former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld tried to kill in 2005. That's equivalent to 6.4% of his year's forecast revenue. The total defense budget coming up. It's the defense budget for 2009. $471.2 billion. And by the way, I want to mention to you folks that that does not include the defense budget for fiscal 2008, which began last October 1st, is 12% more than 2007 and excludes the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. President George W. Bush wants $190 billion through the supplemental budget for those conflicts. And where's all this money coming from? George or Ben Bernanke's printing this money left and right, folks, and it's on the burden of the, quote, taxpayer to pay these. Now, here's the sick part of this, and this is what really just gags me, folks, is that there's over a million Iraqi civilians, innocent people, women, children, that have been killed over there, refugees to the tune of 4 million people. And don't forget Afghanistan. These people, these smiling faces up here, how many of these are heavily invested in defense contracting stock, number one? We know Dick Cheney is. I just wonder, Should we go down the rabbit hole on these people and just see where their finances are? We know Dick Cheney converted his money over to Dubai. George Bush bought 100,000 acres down in Paraguay. They're looking at exiting the carcass of this country after they just rape and pillage us. And they stick these phonies in front of our face and tell us that these are the people we want in office. And the whole time, this mainstream corporate media that is, by the way, owned by five corporations, most of which are defense contractors, are telling us that we don't want Ron Paul. I just got an email here, okay? I'm not going to mention the guy's name, Joy, in the valley here where I live. She says, last night she heard, she believes his name is, and I'm going to leave that blank because I don't want to mention him on the air, said that he was ashamed to be a Ron Paul supporter or something to that effect because of how it went for Ron Paul in New Hampshire. She said she abruptly turned off the show. Needless to say, it made her mad. Check out, well, I guess Alex Jones covered uncovered a township in New Hampshire that turned in zero votes for Ron Paul, and he really had 31. So I guess the fix is in, isn't it, folks? Okay. Not only are they stealing the votes out from under us, but the corporate mainstream controlled media that is owned by these five defense contracting corporations is telling us who we're voting for. On the Democratic side, Hillary won. I mean, I just want to go to the bathroom and hurl. And on the Republican side, John McCain. And by the way, you know, I went down, I was doing a little reading yesterday on John McCain, and I didn't even know this, and I'm ashamed to say because I should know. I'm a talk show host. This guy's father, when he was in Vietnam and he was in a prison camp, was, I guess, an admiral in the Pacific Fleet. Is that right? And he got special treatment by the Vietnamese in the prison camp. And he was shown, and I saw him in a picture hugging the main general from the North Korean or North Vietnamese army. I don't know, in a reunion that was held maybe 10 years ago or so forth. I mean, these people are abominable. These people are phony. And again, you go back to that jigsaw puzzle, folks. All of these people out here, these mind-numbed Americans who are so busy with their day, bless their heart, they've got, you know, they both work full-time, most of them. They have to make ends meet. Maybe they have soccer practice or football practice or whatever. They've got kids and dinners to cook and whatever. They don't have time to look. And I equate that to, I think back in the Revolutionary War, it was 97% of the people. There's only like 3 or 4% of the people that actually did the fighting. The other 96-97% sat on the sidelines, you know, rooting for us. And, yeah, yeah, we hope you win. Okay, and those are these people. Now, some of them are just too busy. Some of them cannot comprehend it in their mind. It's just too much for them. And believe me, I understand because I've been overwhelmed more times than I can count. And I know you guys have too. Okay, but the fact of the matter is, as many of us as we can get, we need to awaken the mind, plant the seeds, get them awake to know what's going on here, because we are being shoved doo-doo and caca from all directions. These people are phonies. These people are CFR members. These people want global government. These people are not for our rights. There's only one guy on both sides, and I know my listening audience knows this, that is a constitutionalist, that has voted constitutional on every issue all during his tenure in Congress spanning 20 years, and that's Ron Paul. Okay, the only way that we are going to reverse this nightmare is to get this guy in office, because any other one of these people wins, and we're done, folks. All of these bills that are in there, H.R. 1955, S-1959 now in the Senate, okay, the Homegrown Radicalization Act. Now, again, on my website, theamericanawakening.org, you want to go in there and take a look at this. A Fox band, well, that's, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. I have a clip up there of a guy basically dissecting this bill and referring you to different parts of it and showing you what it does because they're silencing our voice. In other words, if they get this bill passed, if we object to the Iraq war, if we object to George Bush, if we object to this oligarch, this globalist agenda, we can be carted off to Guantanamo Bay. I don't know about you, but that's pretty serious to me. If I were, you know, the average American that just heard this for the first time, I'll tell you what, I'd be listening back. It would motivate me to get up off my seat and do something about it. And that's your job, folks. And as I've said before, I've said 100 times and I'll say it again, we're just the preacher, okay? Invite them to church, bring them to RBN, and let us talk to them. Because everything that we say, we can substantiate and document. It's all true. This stuff is all going on behind the scenes, and these people that are in lockstep, the mainstream corporate controlled media, these people with the smiling faces that are totally bought and paid for or compromised, that are heavily invested in defense contracting stock, and take that money and put it in their bank account on the blood of the dead Iraqis and Afghanistan citizens, innocent women and children. These people need to be run out of town on a rail, if not hung by their neck till dead. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm sorry I'm off on a rant, but I'm going to tell you something right now, folks. New Hampshire was a tragedy. I got a call this morning. Christine was saying that she was listening to this, I guess the same show last night, to this email I got from this other listener, who this guy was on there ranting and raving about Ron Paul not spending enough money on the campaign. And I'm not sure that it's – he's raised $20 million in the last quarter. I'm not sure if he would have taken the entire $20 million and spent it on that campaign if it would have made any difference, because it's not those who cast the votes that make a difference. It's those criminals in there that are counting the votes and losing them, throwing them away, hiding them under the rug, whatever they're doing. Let's go to Umar in Michigan. Umar, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Umar calling from the hills, Michigan.
Umar, okay, they got you misspelled in here. Is it O-M-A-R?
It's U-M-A-R.
You am. Okay, Omar. Go ahead, Omar.
Right. Is Barack Obama a member of the Council of Foreign Relations?
You know what? I don't know. That's a question mark, Omar, right now. But I'll tell you what, if you're on a computer, I can't do it right now, but if you go in there and Google, or I'll tell you what, I'll do that. Maybe we can find out real quick here. Being as I'm a jack of all trades here and I can multitask.
Hey, you're a great guy.
How about
guy.
That? Let's see. B-A-R-A-C-K-O-B-A-M-A and C-F-R. Let's just see what comes up here. Burst into the national spotlight. It says Barack Obama, Council on Foreign Relations. Maybe he is. I don't know. I won't say for sure because I really don't want to put my neck out here. But I'll tell you this much, it wouldn't surprise me. Let's see what it says here. Burst in the national spotlight in his acclaimed speech at 2004 Democratic National Convention. He's remained a prominent figure since. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations. So maybe he is. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if he isn't, I'll guarantee you he's going to be before long. Because all of these people, the ones that aren't is Barack Obama's a question mark. Mitt Romney's a question mark. Huckabee is not in there, but Huckabee's head campaign manager, Richard Haas, is a CFR member. So all of these people are bought and paid for. There's no question about it. I've got my roving reporter has just told me that Barack Obama's wife is on the board of the Chicago CFR. So there you go. All right,
okay.
Let's put a black mark against that guy, too.
So
his wife is on the board. So there you go.
It does it right there.
Yeah. Omar, go ahead. You have something else?
No, that's basically it. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you, Omar. I appreciate it. Okay,
right,
Michael Herzog, American Awakening. Hey. Oh, I thought we had a break. Okay, so anyway, we've got all these smiling faces up here. And isn't it interesting, the one on the far top right, Rudy Giuliani, lost. Ron Paul beat him, yet Ron Paul was not allowed into the Fox debates. And they've got these eight violent smiling faces up here, and they don't even want to include Ron Paul in it. That just makes me sick. It makes me just absolutely sick to my stomach because, remember, folks, if you tell a lie big enough and keep it repeating it, and that's what they're doing. They're telling the mainstream-controlled Americans, the people that watch mainstream, they're telling them a lie. It's a lie by omission. They are omitting Ron Paul, which is the only individual on both sides of the aisle that is standing up for their rights, that wants less expenditures on government, wants to eliminate the Federal Reserve, which is a big part of our problem, wants to eliminate the income tax, wants to get rid of all of these horrendous nightmares in which we live, and they won't even put them in there. And why? Well, because that would defeat their agenda. What's their agenda? One world government. Does it make sense now? You know, it's very difficult in a two-hour program to educate somebody who's a first-time listener or somebody who really isn't aware or has been, propagandized with the mainstream corporate media. And this is why I say, folks, you got to go out and bring them in and keep them listening, because what happens is you listen for a few days, a week, or whatever, and you get addicted. Now, you may love us or you may love to hate us, but the fact is you're addicted, okay? And it gives you something to talk about at cocktail parties. Is that the music? You got to turn it up, man. You can barely hear it. Okay, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Going to go to break. Be back in three. Stick with me. Got more. And the phone lines are open.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment, what you might have thought about the events up in New Hampshire yesterday and McCain winning. And, that's just nauseous to me, I'm telling you. But, again, you know, here we've got a propaganda machine, and to give the new audience just a quick synopsis and an overall picture of what's going on here, that the mainstream corporate media is owned and controlled by five companies, of which are mostly defense contractors, and the candidates that they put up there are the candidates of which they know is going to toe the line. So it really doesn't make any difference which side of the aisle you're on or who you vote for. If you vote for Democrat or Republican, you're going to get the choice between doo-doo or on the right, you've got caca. It doesn't make any difference. And they've already got it rigged that way, not to mention the vote fraud that's going on. As I just mentioned here, I guess Jones uncovered some vote fraud up there. But I wanted to get Bev Harris up on the show to talk about what's going on here, because I'm sniffing that out as well. It seems like that's rearing its ugly head again. And the fact of the matter is that if Ron Paul were to get elected as president, these defense contractors know that their days are numbered. All these multi-billions and billions and trillions of dollars that they're making are going to go bye-bye, because Ron Paul wants to get us out of Iraq, wants to get us out of Afghanistan, and we've got bases in 130 countries around the world. We're basically an empire around the world, and it's costing the American taxpayer, which is on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, not to mention the fact that this entire fiat system of currency, and oh boy, I could go off on a tangent here. Okay, I try to leave that for the experts like Bob Chapman and John Statman to come on and talk about what's going on. I mean, look at the price of gold, folks. Have you been paying any attention to it? Jiminy Frost, you know, I was without internet service during the holidays for a while. I didn't pay much attention to it at all. But for crying out loud, I mean, it's up like 80, 70 bucks an ounce over the last 2 weeks. Does that tell you? And by the way, and for the sake of the new listeners here, again, I want to mention to you, it's not the price of gold that's going up. It's not the price of oil per barrel that's going up. It's the more dollars that are needed to purchase the oil. It is the more dollars that are needed to purchase the gold. The gold stays the same. The silver stays the same. It does not increase at all. It's the Federal Reserve that keeps blanketing this federal government with all of these printed dollars that are coming out to do whatever they need to do, to buy whatever they need to buy, to put forth this defense budget and so forth. And the first people to use the money that is printed is the benefactors of it. The rest of us get stuck with the inflation due to the printing of the money. So, you know, this again, here's a jigsaw puzzle that I'm trying to put together for the sake of the new listening audience within a two-hour period, and it's impossible to do. It's literally impossible to do. But the bottom line is you've got to take some time. You've got to start doing your own research. You've got to flip your TV off and quit listening to these people, because not only do they not have a clue what they're talking about half the time, but the ones that do know what they're talking about are paid millions of dollars a year to say what they're saying on the television, and it's lies, and it's spin, and it's to keep you in the dark and keep you confused, and then they put these smiling duplicitous faces in front of us, and they lie to us repeatedly and tell us that's the way we have to go. Barack Obama, we want change. Change to what, Barack? Hillary Clinton up there crying, what do you call those tears? Crocodile tears, crying, talking about the country's done so much for her. She just wants to give back. No, she doesn't want to give anything back. Okay, she wants to take, and she wants to control, and she wants a health care plan that's going to force you and your children to go to the doctor every year. You're not going to be able to hold a job unless you go to the doctor every year, unless they force you, unless you take their vaccinations with their thimerosal, their mercury. Some of them have cancer viruses in them, and they're going to force you to do that. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? There's only one choice, and that's Ron Paul. And my listening audience knows that. For the sake of the new listeners, please, I've got a test that you can go on in my website, theamericanawakening.org. Take a test for your political candidate. See which one you want. Okay, all of the issues are depicted in there. Pick your issues, which one's which, and decide which one you want. And just see. Look at that website with those smiling faces, and just see if any one of those eight snarly, lying, cheating faces are the ones you're supposed to vote for president. If you're an American, if you believe in a constitutional republic, remember when you went to school and you pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. And then after you got out of school, all you ever hear is bringing democracy here and democracy there. Here, democracy, everywhere, democracy. Okay, what happened to the republic? It's gone. Folks, there's a big difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. Go look it up. Go Google it. Understand that these people are phonies. They're playing on your ignorance. They're banking on your ignorance. We'll be back. Michael Herzog, the American Beat, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Stick with us. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Arizona. Folks, I want to remind you that, you know, there was a vote taken, and it's up on my website from listeners all over the world. And if the vote was to be taken worldwide on who is the best candidate, who would be president right now, Ron Paul beat all of the other candidates on both sides of the aisle. He had more votes than all of them combined. And what does that tell you? The rest of the world is watching us. It's do or die for us now. They know what's going on. The only reason we don't is because we're owned by a corporate control media, even with Sybil Edmonds. Sybil, I'm sorry. Okay, the London Times interviewed her, and she came out with names. Do you think any one of these gutless mainstream media outlets in this country would bring her up? No, they're not going to do that. They don't want the American people to know what's going on. At any rate, I'll tell you what, we got Max in Ohio, and I think I've got my roving reporter, who also has a show on Sundays, Rob Bishop, up. Let's go to Max. Go ahead. And if Rob's on, Rob, feel free to jump in. Go ahead, Max. Hello, Max.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I was listening to Butch Paul's program last night, and there was a gentleman on there from Tennessee, and I think he had something to do with politics. And he said that the bill that they passed that Bush signed yesterday or today about the veterans, he said that the NRA had some input on the rewriting of the bill, that only those people presently under medication or under the orders of a doctor or people in the press that have been adjudicated, whatever that means, are going to be under this law. That's what he said. And Butch
okay, well, I'll tell you
he,
what. I'm sorry, I haven't read the bill. And I tell you what, if the National Rifle Association suggested to put something in there, changing it just to be from, you know, the current people that are on psychotropic drugs or under psychological care or whatever, and that does not include, you know, veterans coming back from Iraq, I tell you, it would surprise me. But it, that could be. I don't know. You know, I can't comment on that. I didn't hear the show.
Mm-hmm. There are some things else I'd like to say. Whatever she was, that is Miss Bhutto
Benazir Bhutto, yeah.
Yeah, that got assassinated. Somebody on Fox News or MSNBC, one or the other, let it slip that she had tried to hire Blackwater bodyguards and that Blackwater had turned her down. Now, doesn't Cheney still have his fingers in Halliburton?
Well, he says he doesn't. But, of course, you can't believe anything he says anyway. So
yeah,
your guess
is
as good as mine. But if I had to venture a guess, I'd say probably. And if he doesn't, he certainly has pretty close contacts in that corporation because he was on the board of directors.
And isn't Halliburton sort of the parent unit of Blackwater?
A parent unit of Blackwater?
No.
It's Eric Prinz that started that. Yeah, are you with me, Rob?
Yeah, you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I think I can turn it up a little bit, Manny. I was on Rob's end. I don't know that. Far as I know, Eric Prinz was the founder of Blackwater. And,
yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, yeah. How that works out is Eric Prinz's father owned a multi-state. Automobile. I don't know. It's manufacturing or something like that. Basically, a garage chain. And I made quite a bit of money on that. When he passed away, Eric Prinz, who was a Navy SEAL and was very close to a lot of the Republican Party leadership, formed Blackwater, North Carolina, with that money. It doesn't really have any connections, per se, to Halliburton and KBR, but Cheney does have a blind trust with Halliburton, which, you know, in other words, he is making money from this war. Supposedly KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, broke off from Halliburton some years ago, even though technically they basically have the same leadership council. KBR is the group that got $387 million worth of contracts from the Department of Homeland Security to build detainment camps inside this country 2 years ago. So, I mean, yeah, Cheney's definitely got his thumb in a lot of different pies.
And he's got an enormous amount of stock in that company, stock options.
Right.
By the way, Eric Prinz's father invented the lights on the passenger visor on your automobile.
That's what
mirror. For the mirror, yeah. Okay. All right, Max?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Mm. All right. So, Rob, I understand you were on Chambers' show last night. I got a couple of interesting comments on that. You know, who was it? Was it you that had mentioned something about you didn't think that Ron Paul had spent enough money on that campaign in New Hampshire? What?
Hell, I'm not the only one, but absolutely. They spent $275,000 in New Hampshire on television ads. Now, they have almost $25 million on hand. They know they had to win New Hampshire to have a shot at this, to create the boomerang effect, basically for Super Tuesday. Now, that's everybody that will talk to you about Ron Paul and politics that's not even involved with our resistance and our movement will tell you that. Yet they basically lowballed it and hope that the grassroots and the meetup groups would go out there and basically do their work for them. Well, I'm involved in a lot of the different meetup groups up there. I know the organization. It's a great organization for grassroots. But I don't care how good your grassroots is. It's never going to be as good, or at least shouldn't, as your actual paid political staff. And to me, they dropped the ball in a big, big way in New Hampshire. I mean, I was shocked when I heard that figure last night.
So in your mind, do you think that it's time for a campaign strategy change here in the Ron Paul presidential race?
No, absolutely. I called last night for Lou Moore to be fired. He's the campaign director. I mean, he's the one that's calling the shots here and basically divvying up the funds. You know, they're saying, oh, we have this master plan. We're going to wait it out and wait for the other candidates to drop off. Well, guess what? Ron Paul, in most polls, he's sitting at, what, 3.8 to 4.5%, depending on which poll you look at nationally. You know, you can't keep asking for these money bombs. Can't keep asking people to put hundreds of dollars in and not seeing anything come back out of it and say, oh, well, we're going to wait till later on. I think that's a little bit disingenuous. I mean, we're the ones that are literally getting behind this guy because we know it's our last shot for a peaceful revolution before things get even uglier. That's why people are, you know, literally selling cars to give money to Ron Paul. I know that on three different people that's happened. I mean, my God, the last money bomb was December 16th. That's what, a week before Christmas? Not a lot of people can put a few hundred dollars into a presidential campaign before Christmas. And a lot of people did, shattered all these records. Where is the money being spent? Are they just sitting on it? I mean, we've got to have answers to these questions. I have a pretty good rapport with Jesse Benton, the media director. He's been on my show a few times. Usually I call him. If I don't get a hold of him right then and there, he calls me back within 10 minutes. I've left three messages today and haven't heard back from him.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I mean, I know a few other people have done the same thing that have a good rapport with him and haven't heard back from the campaign. I don't know. The whole thing just – it doesn't look right to me. I don't think it's them being fraudulent in any way. I just don't think – I think that they're in over their head.
I was just going to say, because I mentioned early in the program, Rob, forgive me for interrupting you here, but it's almost like – I mean, Ron Paul's been a congressman for 20 years, and he knows what's going on in there. But the fact is he's playing with – he's swimming in an ocean of sharks. And this guy's a very nice guy, very laid back, exactly. Very moral, very integral man. And I believe that he is on a major league playing field – with a double-A ball team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think that these people are, expert enough to be able to play the game, even though, I mean, ethically and morally play the game like the other side is playing the game, because the odds are obviously stacked against him with, you know, the controlled corporate media and, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. But there is a strategy. Now, I'm not a political expert. I don't know what that strategy is, but I know whatever it is, it isn't happening, and we need to change that strategy. Otherwise, we're going to see him running on an independent ticket because he's never going to get nominated.
No, and you know, my feeling always was looking at it as at least trying to be a little bit of an independent political analyst. You know, my thought was the best way to get Ron Paul elected in the long term, the most viable shot, was to have him take this right to the very end. I called it the Rocky Balboa ending, where he has the delegates, he had a couple of surprises in the primaries and so on, but probably still loses the nomination to McCain. I've been saying McCain for, what, 6 months now, that he was the elite's pick. That's why Kissinger's getting behind him. That's why James Woolsey's getting behind him. The whole establishment is getting behind McCain. I said, take Ron Paul to the very end. Yes, he's not going to get the Republican nomination, but then have him go on almost like a Perot, not join the Libertarian Party, but almost start his own party, you know, Freedom Party, whatever you want to call it, and take it that way. Try to recreate what Perot did in 92 and then some. Because you look at 92, Perot finished, what, 19%? Clinton won with like 38%, the lowest in history. But you got to remember, Clinton was a great politician. He was a likable person. Totally liberal, totally globalist, no doubt about that. Probably has some Rockefeller blood in him. But he was a great politician, much in the same vein Barack Obama is. You look at 2008, what do you have? And by the way,
what you're saying here is the charisma. And I have to, you know, I give credit where credit due is that Bill Clinton was, you know, even though he was a liar, he's probably one of the most charismatic presidents that we've seen in many, many years prior to, or, you know, since John Kennedy. But Barack Obama, yes, is in that same league.
Absolutely.
The problem with these people, and as you know, I'm preaching the choir again, Rob. These people are liars. They are they're bought and paid for, or they're compromised. I've got these eight faces sticking at me that I just want to go into the bathroom and throw up because mm-hmm. I know what's going on. I've done the research behind some of these people, and as well you have. I mean, as you have too, and I just have to shake my head in disgust. Because we're not playing on an even playing field, and the one candidate that is going to turn this, you know, this sinking ship around, if you will, is Ron Paul. But it's like going out on that Major League Baseball field, and the team is playing with the all-stars, And you and I are pitching and catching, and we don't have a team out there. That's what we're up against. Unless you're a pitcher that's going to throw a no-hitter, you're going to lose.
It's the analogy I use. Yeah, I use it real quick. I use the analogy. I don't know if it was last night on Mike's show or on one of my shows. I said it's kind of like those old soapbox derbies when you're a kid, you know what I mean? And we're the neighborhood kids that are just building it up out of wood. And, you know, we go out there to race, and you look at, you know, McCain's. His is made out of fiberglass because his father is a lawyer. I mean, you know, and you kind of imagine all these are professionally made, and we just built it out of blood, sweat, and tears, and yet we're still competing. We're not winning yet. Well, now we have the money to build up and put some different things on our soapbox car. Why aren't we doing it? Why are we still racing the wood car? Does that make sense?
Well, I guess it's time to fire the manager, isn't it? That's what they do in Major League Baseball. I'll tell you what, let's go to Marvin in New Mexico. Marvin, you're on with Michael and my roving reporter who has a show on this network, Rob Bishop. Go ahead, Marvin.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Listen, I'm sick and tired of this campaign that's not seeming to go anywhere. I mean, we all know that this is the guy we need, but I'll tell you something. Let me back up a little bit. A few years ago in one of the campaigns, there was a campaign manager who I think he was for George Bush, but I'm not positive, but he ended up having a brain tumor and he died. Anyway, this man knew how to run a campaign. He was relentless. He was a fox terrier that he bit not only at the ankles, but at the butts of everybody that got in his way. And that's what we need for Ron Paul. And I'm tired of listening to the same old story. I know that this is what Ron Paul stands for, but he's got to get the message out some other way. I am really tired of this. We can't get behind him if the campaign isn't getting behind him.
Well, Marvin, let me stop. Let me ask you a question, both of you. Okay. Now we know that there's $20 million in his, or maybe $25 million in his campaign fund. Now, with the corporate mainstream media, I mean, are they willing, even if he puts the commercials out there, are they willing to even broadcast the commercials?
Mainstream media?
So far, they have. Well, I mean, they're doing everything they can do to throw a monkey wrench into his campaign. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think it was interesting, too, that the Fox thing, when they tried to they did exclude him from their forum, it actually blew up in their face because he got more positive publicity out of it. He got more support from mainstream conservatives out of it. And exactly. I thought that was very interesting. Even Jay Leno, who I wouldn't say a friend of mine, but sort of a mentor of mine, is Jordan Maxwell. And if you listen to a lot of this kind of radio, you know, he's kind of one of the founding fathers of what we do. And I was talking to him about 2 or 3 months ago. And I said, you know, it's interesting. The more of these people I make contact with, the more I find out they know what's going on and they support us, but they can never say it. And he says, you know, who's one of the biggest supporters is Jay Leno. His whole crew listens to a lot of the different Patriot shows and so on. They listen to some of my old shows, some of Bill Cooper's old shows, while they're setting up during the day. And, of course, right after that is when they had Ron Paul on. So I thought it was pretty interesting that the last second, literally Sunday night, they called Jesse Benton, had the Paul campaign fly out on their dime to Los Angeles and film 15 minutes with Jay Leno, which, if you know the way the late-night TV shows work, is a lifetime.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They really took care of him. I thought Ron Paul hit the ball out of the park.
He did. He did on Jay Leno's show, and I'm very grateful, and so are the rest of us, to Jay Leno and his management for having Ron on and letting Ron say what he had to say the way he said it. But we need more of that kind of stuff, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but I'll tell you something. If it means we get a new campaign manager, then do that. Okay,
well, also,
because
well,
I'll tell you when I talk to the people around here who most of them hadn't even heard about Ron Paul, and I'm trying to get these people stirred up to follow along with what's going on, and they hear the same message over and over. You know what the answer is to me? Well, yeah, we've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to say we need to put him through, I don't know, maybe a grooming course, something to polish him a little bit. In his delivery,
he needs to get mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he gets mad, he does well.
Yes, he does.
I watched a Laura Ingraham clip, and he just took her to town. Matter of fact, I've got that up on my website at theamericanawakening.org. He just ripped this woman a new hiney, boy.
Yeah.
You can't get over on this guy with the issues, and this is why they're song and dancing and sidestepping, because they know that, you know, it's like walking through a minefield. They hit the wrong button with this guy, and this guy will lambaste him, and that's one of his strong points.
Yeah.
However, you know, his management is a weak point.
Yeah.
We've got to do something about that.
Yeah. You know what else he has to do? Let me just take a second and tell you something. What else he has to do, whether you like it or not, he's going to have to go after these other people who are running on the ticket and expose them for what they are. You cannot. I know you don't like a negative campaign, but this isn't necessarily negative. You got to come out and who is supporting Huckabee? The Council on Foreign Relations. That's got to come out. We don't need the globalists running.
Well, the problem is, though, don't you agree, Rob, that most of the American people don't have any idea what kind of ties the CFR is or what they do or, you know, the globalists or whatever? They don't know anything about that. So if you bring that out, it's like their brain fog's over.
Right. Well, this is my – I don't know if we're really going to have enough time before the break here. But my plan is instead of going with these money bombs and pouring into the Paul campaign until we see something back from them, I think we start up our own 527 groups and go after and expose the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, which, by the way, is backing Obama, the Federal Reserve. We go out there, and instead of pouring $5 million into a campaign that we're not seeing the reciprocation from, we go at it ourselves, and I'll explain if we have time on the other side, Mike, what a 527 group is.
I'm not hearing the music. I should be hearing it. Manny, is the music there? I think we're going.
I'm hearing it.
All right. Did it just come up? Okay, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back with the final segment in 3 minutes.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We have Max on the line. I want, Rob, I think you were going to explain to us a 527 group. Go ahead with a couple minutes on that.
Real quick. 527 groups, it's a tax-exempt organization that's outside the FEC's restraints, like moveon.org, the Swift Boat Veterans, things like that. Basically, it's a single issue advocacy group that is set up independently, not tied to any campaign. So it would be Americans for Abolishing the Federal Reserve, but we'd have to get it run through the Paul campaign. No, we can set it up independently and raise funds for it and run national commercials and so on and get that out there that way. Probably reach a lot more people than we could on the radio. I think that's more of a potential strike at the mainstream media's heart than what we're doing right now. But that's something – one of these days, Mike, we're going to have to expand on that a little bit. But I think it's an interesting concept to try to go that route instead of pouring money into blimps and things like that, which have very, very short lifespans. And I was – you know, they need more and more money to keep it going. I think a 527 group getting that in front of mainstream America, mom and pop sitting down watching TV at night, you know, and then they start saying, hey, we're getting screwed. The economy's crashing because of the Federal Reserve printing more money to pay for this war. You know, that would get to them a lot more, I believe.
No, I agree with you, and I was just curious. I'm not sure. Do you have any idea what kind of result or anticipated result or any kind of propaganda that they put out as far as a result to these, you know, these blimps and these, you know, $500 airplanes that are flying around? You know, do you think that would have anywhere near the effect that, you know, a mainstream television commercial would have or not?
Oh, no, I don't think so at all. I mean, I didn't see any kind of real mainstream mention. I think there was one segment on CNN that mentioned the blimp and a few internet articles, but that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a race against time here. I mean,
exactly.
I'm sitting here right now looking at you know, the charts here on gold, and I'm looking at that in relation to the dollar. And I mean, that's just one of many facets of what's going on here, why it is that we need to get this guy in office. And I know that, you know, the veteran listening audience out there, the new listeners don't really even know what I'm talking about, but it encompasses a wide array of things that this man is the only man that is not only, you know, willing to do something about, but knows anything about, because I'm not convinced that half of these candidates with their smiling faces here even know what he's talking about when they raise the question in a debate. Rob?
Nope, not at all. And I think you put it best when you said it's not gold that's getting more valuable. It's not oil that's getting more valuable. It's just the dollar is buying less of it. And when mainstream America starts to realize and they start to get angry, we can't have real change. That's the one advantage, Mike. Actually, we have two advantages, I'd say, over the elites. There's more of us, and we have that human spirit that they don't have. They just do not. You can look in their eyes, look in Kissinger's eyes, look in Rockefeller's eyes. There's no, I hate to say it, to put it this way, not in a religious sense, but there's no soul there. There's no life there. We have that. Look at right now. We're getting passionate about an issue. We're getting passionate about freedom, and that is a great thing that they just cannot understand. And that's why we're going to win this.
I think the envious. I think they
exactly.
Envious. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's almost like Cinderella and her evil stepsisters. That's what it comes down to.
True.
We are
going
to win
true.
This.
If it wasn't such a tragedy, it'd be funny. But
yeah.
You know, it's a small minority of the population that is they're psychopaths. You know, they want control. They want. They don't need the money. They got all the money they need. They want to control.
Well, they print
us.
The money. Right.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it's not – another thing for the sake of the new listening audience, those people – you know, the new listening audience that has those fiat dollar bills in their pocket, those are worthless. Those people print the money, for crying out loud. They don't care about that. Okay, I'll tell you what. We got to run. I didn't hear the music. Thank you so much for coming on. It's the end of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll talk to you later, Rob. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report coming up with John Stadtmiller, folks. And I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, if you can. Bye. With